love.
Right. Oh, it was just the mood was right. We had to get together for a business meeting to do with a disastrous court case. And we were laughing as we always do when we're together. And then when that comes up, we said, well, are we going to do something? And then we just thought, well, we could do a stage show. You know, in 1999, we all got together for the Aspen Comedy Festival. And it was a very good experience, and we all laughed a lot. We thought, after that, we thought we would do a stage tour. And then it was, first of all, Michael lost his enthusiasm, and Terry Gilliam lost his enthusiasm. I don't know why, but, you know, they were entitled to. And also, we had a guy who was trying to set the deals up who was a complete clown. And the thing just went away. And we said, oh, well, it was a shame. It went away. And then, just a few weeks ago, we suddenly thought, well, it would be fun. No reason we can't do it, because people have quoted back to me that I said it was almost impossible to get us together. I was talking about a movie, because for us to write a movie would take us 4 or 5 months, even with gaps in between. And how are we all going to get together for a month? Is Eric going to come and live in a hotel? You see what I mean? But this show we can do with material we're fairly familiar with, and with just a little bit of work we can tweak it and put in a few surprises and change things. But in a funny kind of way, we can only change so much, because the audience wants the golden oldies, and if we don't give them the ones that they love so much, they're going to be disappointed. I went to the Royal Albert Hall once and saw Neil Diamond. He was booed in the second half because he sang new material. So people want the old material. I think we can play with it in a way that'll freshen it up.
You mentioned people want the golden oldies. I don't want to be rude, but you're no spring chickens. How are you going to do that physical comedy?
I don't think I could do the silly walks. I mean, that's out of the question. I mean, I have an artificial hip and an artificial knee. My knee collapsed while I was making Clockwise in 1985. Played too much soccer. No, we'll find a way around that. We'll do a reference to it, but we can't do that. But I can't think of any other sketch, or at least they don't come to mind, that people are expecting us to do that we simply can't do for physical reasons. It's just a question of having the energy.
And do you think you'll be able to appeal to a younger audience as well? I know lots of comedians say, without the Pythons, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, but younger people as well.
What's always puzzled us is why we've been so successful. I mean, we thought we were funny because we made each other laugh, and that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to make the happiest moment I had in 5 years of Monty Python was the day I read out the cheese shop sketch, and Michael laughed so much he slid off his chair onto the floor and just lay there rolling around howling with laughter. I love that moment, but it was all about making each other laugh, and that was what was funny. If the group laughed, it was in the show. And we never thought about target audiences and all that stuff that marketing people come up with, you know? So it's a puzzle to us. If you say to us, why do people love it? We don't know. You better ask the people.
And that's a real joy, isn't it, being able to make people laugh? You must feel quite proud of that.
It's lovely to make people laugh. You tell a good joke at a cocktail party and 4 or 5 people laugh, you feel good. It's a very nice feeling. And I suppose ultimately, apart from the fact it's fun and that the act of laughing is nice, it's kind of acceptance. When you make people laugh, they accept you, and I think that's probably what's so gratifying.
Of course, one of the Pythons sadly won't be here, but you did suggest that Graham Chapman will make an appearance. Can you tell me more?
Well, we certainly couldn't do the show without having Gray, so he'll be there in various bits of a film and tape. In as much as we can make that fit in with the rest of the program. There'll be certain things, like, for example, that wonderful wrestling when he wrestles himself. We'll certainly have that in the show. But people have said, will you miss him? And the answer is, well, he died 24 years ago. So we're awfully used to gathering together without him being there. You know, if somebody's just died, it's as though there's a hole, their shape around you, you know, that they're not filling. We don't feel that anymore. But whenever we think of the group, if I picture the group, Graham's up there, isn't it?